2 on the air with Sonny Clark. Of course, it is me, Sonny Clark, here on our weekly show and our bi-weekly show. Today's show being brought to you by Wesson General Contracting. Butch Wesson, great dude, for all your general contracting needs, whether it's roofing, gutters, or siding. Make sure, and especially after all the things that have been happening regarding weather to your and the damage that is done to your homes, make sure you get it done. Make sure you get it done correctly. If you have insurance, make sure you get a hold of a guy that could help you out the best here, right here locally in Rowlett. That'd be Butch Wesson. Get in contact with him at 214-200-5588. On the air being brought to you by the Wesson General Contracting. Folks, we appreciate that. It's a great day here on a day where the sun is out shining after all the rain. We just recently had an election on Saturday. We're going to talk a little bit about the results of those elections. Are you happy? Are you not? We'll be talking about some things that have been going on in the world and talk about some things that makes you wonder. And it makes you wonder how things like this happen. And makes you wonder the thinking of people. And maybe it's because we're a progressed people here. And maybe not. Maybe in the depressed areas of the world that people just don't have common sense. I don't know. But that we're going to talk a little bit about that in today's show. We'll also talk a little bit about what's going on as far as Rowlett High School is concerned, where they are as far as their sport, that softball, baseball teams, and the track team, everybody having so far a pretty successful, you know, postseason, if you will, on some of their things. We're going to talk about that. A big, big show lined up for you. Also, wanted to let you know that we are getting it out there. Jason Castro going to be a guest here on the air. If anybody knows about Jason Castro, he was in the show, that reality show that everybody seemed to like, America's Got Talent, and he was in one of those seasons. Made it pretty far. It was the year that I was actually watching the show. Did not realize that he was right here from Rowlett. They said Dallas area a lot when they did the thing, and I actually thought he was from Rockwall, but he actually attended Rowlett High School. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We got the call in to Angie Button. Maybe we will hear from her. And folks, I got a big announcement on the sports side. I'm going to bring in one of my all-time favorite guests that we've had over on the Couch Potato Sports Show. She is a legend, folks. And I say legend in women as far as their progression within sports. Within one time, she had was the only woman with a national syndicated show as far as sports were concerned. That's right. I'm bringing in the fabulous sports babe once again, that she's been up on our show over on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And we're going to talk a little bit about her. We're going to talk a little bit about women in relation into sports. There's some big news as far as that's concerned out there. So I wanted to get her opinion because, first of all, I love her. I'm known as the hardest working man in sports. She always likes to say that she's the hardest working woman in sports radio. So I'm going to give that to her. So we're kind of married by titles, but I'm going to bring her in. She is great. You will love her. You may disagree with her, but you'll like her delivery and what she brings, and that's going to be within the future. Also going to bring in the mayor here in the future here on the air with Sonny Clark, a busy man that he is, especially after the elections and everything. Now is the time we're going to try to grab him up. I'll keep you informed on when we're going to bring the mayor in and talk to him. But today we're going to be looking at a lot of the results. If you remember last week, we brought you 3 great shows. We were talking about the local voting, especially that I kind of zoomed in on, was the city council. So 3 places were up. I want to talk a little bit about the disappointing, and I'll say it, I don't care if anybody gets mad, the disappointing results of the actual election, who actually went out and voted. It's really frustrating to me as I take a look at some of the things that are happening in this town. And one of the things I worry about is that a certain amount of people will decide something and put it up for a bond, knowing what the situation is, what the actual results will be as far as the turnout is concerned. And then if there's something crazy, something nuts, or something that really needs to be more looked at, it doesn't get looked at because no one does their homework. And that is one of the things that I want to talk about. I'm going to bring in an election specialist. We're going to talk about that as far as the small areas and the such as the roulette and how people just go with the flow. I mean, with all due respect to the mayor, if the mayor says it's okay, is it really okay? If the city council says it's okay, is it really okay? Where are we as far as where we are going to stand against things that we may not like or may not agree with as far as what the city is going to do? And those are important things that we have got to talk about, especially in a town. If you look where we are, the DFW area, 30 miles east of DFW, Dallas, and we are a growing community, and we really have squat as far as people showing up to have their voices heard. It's actually almost embarrassing in this town. And I'm not going to say that any elected officials or anybody would do anything illegally, but to put something through and then say, and someone go ahead and put their stamp of approval on it, and no one knows what's going on. Oh, if it's okay with this person, it must be okay. So forget doing research. And it's really sad. But that is what this town is boiled down to. You can disagree with me, and I'm okay with that. And you can jump on my Facebook page, talk to me about it. I don't mind. We'll put it out there. I'm going to open up a Facebook page called On the Air with Sonny Clark, and I'm going to be with it. I'm going to put up topics. I'm going to talk about some things. And one of them is that, and I go back. And I go back to this last bond election about all the monies that were to be saved. And, we don't have to raise taxes. And then, it passes. And then a disaster happens with the city. And now all of a sudden, we got money wrapped up in a bond election that passed through that monies could have been used for this disaster relief, and money's already been allocated to this bond, and that money could have been used for disaster relief. It's just one of those things. So everybody hears no new taxes. They go, oh, okay, let's do it. Let's do it. So, there's lots of consequences of being half-informed or not informed at all before you walk into a voting booth. Now, I'm not saying that all things are bad. I don't want anybody to say that. And I don't want anybody to think that I think that no one really thinks about the city. But that last bond election that I saw and I voted against on all three things because they weren't, everybody jumped on it because of no new taxes. But really, once you looked at it and how it was proposed, it wasn't going to cost us as far as new taxes. We're talking about a surplus, but that surplus now is gone because it went into an election, and now we're stuck holding the bag here as far as cleanup for the city after the tornado that ripped through this town on December 26th. Now, I'm not fully completely informed on it, but really, as far as the bond I was, but I don't know how much of that money could have been used, but I always think about that situation. What happened there? Could we have used that money that we used within the bond and everything else as far as taxes? Later on down, we don't have to raise taxes. We got a surplus. How much could have that been used? How much of a mistake was the bond? And I'm going to talk to the mayor about it. I may be wrong. I might be out in left field. I might be just talking out of the side of my mouth, but guess what? This is my show. I get allowed to do it. But I'm really interested in how that bond could have affected this town with monies that are tied up in this bond election that happened that could have been used for the cleanup for the city of Rowlett, and how much could have it been covered. I don't know. So it just, these are some of the things that are in my mind as we get ready and we get rolling here on the Air with Sonny Clark. I'm not afraid to tackle a issue if it's a good issue. I've got a couple of emails. Sonny, how come you're not going to talk about the situations as far as the men and the women's bathroom? Because I'm not going to do it. Okay, I don't want to talk about that kind of stuff on this show. We're going to talk about things that affect this town, and yes, that'll affect this town, but I'm not going to even take a step on that and talk about it, because it will put people in a place where they will show their ignorance and their bigotry out there. So we don't want to do that as far as bringing people on and talking about that. I think it's a trap subject, and that's going to be handled however it's going to be handled in this town. But we won't cover it here on the Air with Sonny Clark. So get that out. But certain things that have happened within this town, that's what we're here for. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the things that affect this town up on this show. And, of course, Wesson General Contractors, the sponsor of this show, and also our next show later on this week, we're going to be talking a little bit about Rick Lucas and NestEgg Wealth Advisors. They're the sponsor of that show. And we're going to talk about a lot. A lot of things within this town. What could have happened? What could have, would have, should have? Of course, it's always easy to go back and look back on it and say, well, would have, could have, should have. But at that time, with the bond passing and then the tornado, what could have happened in this town? Where could have some of those monies been allocated to help in this rebuilding of the town and clean up and things of that sort? I'm going to see if that's even an issue. I might be way out in left field on this. I don't know. So that's what I'm hoping to talk to the mayor about here fairly soon. Of course, we also got our hand out and we want to talk to Angie Button. She's the representative here in Rowlett. I'm looking forward to speaking with her. Got a message out that we want to talk to her and put her up as far as an interview on this show here on the Air with Sonny Clark. So we're going to keep a lot of things going on, trying to keep it electric, keep it exciting here for this show, and that's what this show is all about here on the air. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from our main sponsor of today's show. That's Wesson General Contractors, whether it's your roofing, gutters, siding, or damage that happened within these storms. The guy to call is Butch Wesson, folks. I'm not just saying that because he's the sponsor of the show. I'm telling you that you got a local guy that is honest, and he will give you the full scoop. Even if he doesn't get your business, he's going to let you know what's going on and what's best for you as far as your home regarding anything going on as far as that's concerned, or just any type of things that you might need a general contractor for, again, for roofing, gutter, siding, and water, and all these water problems. You need to contact Wesson General Contracting at 214-200-5588. So we're going to take a quick break now here on the Air with Sonny Clark. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the things that I have been talking about in this lead-in here segment. The lead-in segment will steer the ship for the rest of the show. We'll talk a lot about what happened as far as the elections here just happened on Saturday. I'm so disappointed in the result of how many people actually went out and voted. I'm actually, it's pretty sad. It's pretty pathetic. And I'm going to put it on the people. Put it on the people who are out there, as far as the people who are able to go out and vote that just didn't do it, or didn't take the time to do it, or didn't take the time to do the research to find out what they needed to do in order to vote, or listen to the show and listen to some of the people who were running for political office here. That's what we did. We did that as a service to you, and we're not going to go away. We're going to stay right here on the Air with Sonny Clark, bringing you the things that affect this town here in Rowlett. So we're going to take a quick break here on the Air with Sonny Clark, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about some of the elections. We'll do that here after these messages. Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. There may have been a time when the ups and downs of the stock market were exciting, but if you're retired or near retirement, for you, that time has passed. A predictable return, a predictable income, and security may not be exciting, but your needs have changed. When you're ready for a more predictable instead of exciting financial plan, call Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, where we specialize in crafting financial strategies that aren't exciting, but effective. You can get your adrenaline rush elsewhere. Visit them on the web at nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. At Five Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at Five Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you. If you're like me, you want your hot coffee in the morning. But as it's getting closer to summer and getting hotter outside, you'll want something more refreshing and cold. With a surefire menu of cold drinks, Scooters is sure to satisfy. Whether it's iced coffees, blenders, smoothies, or even cold tea, check out Scooters Coffee, located at Rowlett Road in the 66, with a convenient drive-thru so you're sure to get in and out real quick and on to your business. That's Scooters Coffee, located in the Timberlake Shopping Center in Rowlett. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at Del Rock in the 66. Make sure you get the opportunity to taste the Palio's Gourmet Pizza on their Facebook. There are many opportunities to find out about getting a free pizza or just take a taste of some of the other Italian plates that they have. That's Palio's Pizza, located at 6702 Dal Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711. Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com. Let's face it, electricity is nothing to play around with. You want a professional taking care of it. Allen Bauer Electrical is your premier electrical contractor company. Whether it's residential or commercial, or even high voltage services, we offer it at Allen Bauer Electrical. We specialize in all different types of electrical services while understanding all the mechanics of what is needed for any electrical service job. Reasonable, reliable, with true attention to detail to the customer is our specialty. Give Allen Bauer Electrical a call at 214-356-0197 to find out how we can be of service to you. Allen Bauer Electrical, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. And welcome back into On the Air with me, Sonny Clark, as we are talking about the things that happen in Rowlett. And, you know, there's really an interesting story that is out, and it's in Michigan. And it brings me to think about some of the times when I've lived, especially in the city of Rowlett, that There are little annoyances in our goal or our pursuit to have a quiet home. And now some of those evading things that stop you from being able to have that quiet home. It is a situation of animals and people in the area that have animals. And I don't know if you're anything like me, but I love animals. I really do. I've got open heart for animals. I've never bought a animal from a store. I've never bought one from an animal, you know, store in the mall or anything like that. I have always went to the shelter, and I'm a big shelter guy. Find your animals at the shelter or a rescue area. And my current pet, which is a dog, his name is Max, by the way, a great dog, by the way. Someone just didn't like this poor little soul. I kind of understand if you're kind of a person that doesn't like a dog following you around at every step that you take or just wants a lot of love, he's not the dog for you. Now, that having been said, he's a great dog. I love him. And I'll give him all the lovings that he'll allow me to give him. That's one of those things. He follows you around, you know, like a, you know, right at your heel, and he just wants to please. Plus, he's a medical dog. He is a animal that listens for your, that's what he wants to do. He wants to hear that you're healthy. He wants to sit and listen to your heart. He's just one of those great dogs, and he's got a great disposition. I love it. I've lived in places in Rowlett. The times that I've been here, I've had neighbors, and you're probably like me. Yeah, I don't know how many people that have been in my situation, but let's just go to the story. The story up, it happened in Warren, Michigan, and the reason why I noticed this is because I kind of keep track of some of the places I used to live, or at least nearby, and there was a man that was arrested, and now he's facing, you know, a mountain of charges after killing the neighbor's dog. Now, in this case, this guy was just a knucklehead. I mean, he didn't have it upstairs. His mental capacity, my understanding from the report that I read, made me realize that this guy's just, you know, mentally unstable. But that having been said, it made me think about your neighbors. I mean, do you have the neighbors? I mean, I have had neighbors that are horrible animal owners. I have. And not just one, not twice, but three times. And I will say that it's more in the fact that I know there are people here in Texas that have outside animals. That's what they are. They're outside animals. Summer, winter, everything. Outside animals. Dog don't come inside. Cats don't come inside. And that drives me insane because it's hot or it's cold. It drives, or you got to do something to make sure that they're safe and protected. And whether that's an outside doghouse that has had an air conditioner, which I've had one. I've had a dog house that was air conditioned, and a doghouse to protect them in the wintertime. But that really didn't, it was only if we needed to have them outside for a little bit and we had to leave, and we couldn't leave, like if we're going to be gone for, you know, a few hours or something like that, to where you can't leave the animals in, but not to leave them outside and they can just go in their doghouse. No offense, dogs don't think that way. They just stay outside. It's nice and cool inside the doghouse. I don't think they really get that. I really don't. And maybe it's me. Maybe I'm wrong. It's quite possibly Sonny's wrong. That having been said, though, dogs with, you know, neighbors, dogs that bark constantly, and I'm talking constantly, or you can't make it, you can't go in the kitchen because you fear that you might make a noise and it might set off the dog next door. I don't know if you're anything, but I have never gotten to the level where I felt like I wanted to kill a dog next door. But it's a very sensitive thing, especially if you're living in a home. Now, if you live in an apartment, you can just complain to the manager and let the manager take care of it. But when you own a home, you know who's complaining about it. Your neighbors. I mean, if you're in a neighbor's house, and you just know. You know who it is. It's one of two people or the surrounding people in your area. So it's hard to make even. So how do you handle that? I mean, obviously killing dogs and killing animals are not the way to handle it. I'm sorry if you are one of those believers. I can't get with you on that one. I just can't. And I know it drives me insane. It drove me insane. So much so that they had to move. I mean, and these are the, you know, and main thing is you just don't want to start any crap with your neighbors, right? I mean, I don't know if you're like me. I won't start any crap with my neighbors. I mean, because I don't want to have, you know, mysterious flat tires or mysterious broken windows. I just don't like to bring up. I am horrible with conflict. I really am. So, in our cases, we chose to move. Have you gone through that? I mean, have you felt that way? I don't know if you are in a situation that is even a problem for you. If you don't, hey, happy. But, you know, but I want to get back to the fact that Rowlett, you can say whatever you want about Rowlett, but Rowlett takes care of their animals. I mean, more so, if there is a missing dog, if you are on the Rowlett Texas page or any of the four or five other ones that we advertise about the show and everything else, you will see that there are, I mean, people who find animals, they'll post a picture and put it up, and they're reunited. I feel confident if for some reason my dog got out, that it would be found. And that's what is so great about this town. Now, the man up in Warren, Texas, or Warren, Michigan, you know, he's kind of facing a lot. I mean, you know, but have you ever been brought to that point where he felt like you wanted to do it? I have to admit, I felt like I wanted to do it. I never did it. The consistent dog barking, and more in the fact that I didn't want to cause any problem with my neighbors, because as soon as it comes out, everybody knows who called the cops. But, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. More in the fact that I wasn't interested in doing any of that to cause any problems. One of my faults, I guess, failure to, you know, for conflict of your neighbors, but more in the fact that, like I said, damage to your home, your car, or anything else mysteriously shows up, you know, so I'm a little bit afraid of that, but it was an interesting story. I saw it, and it just made me wonder about how many people in this town have this problem with their neighbors and their animals, and, you know, it's got to be. That number's got to be high, I think. I think the number's got to be there. I think there's a lot of people out there that have experienced what I'm talking about here. So, interesting stuff that is going on. I saw the article, and I thought it was very important to talk about a little bit as well. So, that having been said, that's where we are. We talked a little bit about what's going on in Rowlett sports, and folks, I wanted to bring that in because the high school, the girls' softball team is really having a great season, and they are in the playoffs in Region 1, and so as far as where the Lady Eagles are, as far as the softball is concerned, there's a game at 7:30 at Glen Rose. That's game one of their playoff series. Game two is at noon at Glen Rose, and it's the best of three. And if there is another game, if they go 1-1 in those games, the third game is at 2:30 at Glen Rose on Saturday. So the Lady Eagles having a great season in the second round of the playoffs. This is a magnificent story. I love to see this as far as the Rowlett Eagles are concerned. And as you know, the Couch Potato Sports Show, me and Sonny Clark, along with Eagle Eye Bill Cerna, we bring you the Rowlett Eagles varsity football team as well as the varsity basketball team. So it's pretty exciting of what is going on. I love to keep track of what's going on as far as the other sports that we don't cover with the Rowlett Eagles. Now, that having been said, the Rowlett Eagles, you know, in that second round, I think that's a very, very huge thing for the girls softball team. So keep your eyes in there. If you can get out to Glen Rose, go check it out. That having been said, the baseball team in Region 2, they're into the next round as well. Now, they're taking on Highland Park, okay? So these games are going to be at Highland. First, let's start about Thursday. Game 1 is on Thursday at 7:30 at Rowlett. Guys, got to get out this. If you can make it out to this game, get out there and support your local baseball team out there. It's so huge if you get the opportunity. So game number 1 is on Thursday at 7:30. Game number 2 is on Friday at Highland Park. And if there is a game 3, and that on Friday, it's at 7:30. And if there's need for a game 3, that will happen on Saturday at Highland Park. So the baseball team in Region 2 is huge as far as the Class 6A. And the Eagles getting some great pitching and also some great plays out in the out in the field as well. But great pitching happening for the Rowlett Eagles. So if you have the opportunity, again, make sure you make your way out there Friday night. Thursday night at 7:30, and get out there and catch this game. It's going to be huge, it's going to be big, and it's going to be an exciting time for Rowlett Sports. It's obviously amazing what's going on there. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. Rowlett Eagle Sports, don't forget about the football. It's around the corner, and here on the this is on air with Sonny Clark, but the Couch Potato Sports Show, the sister show where you can hear Rowlett Eagle Sports, and that includes the football team, the varsity football team, as well as the varsity basketball team. That's kicking off here really soon as they're in spring and they're getting ready to hit the field and start, and we at the Couch Potato Sports Show are going to be bringing you that coverage. We are the only place you can hear all of the games for the Rowlett Eagles. You can go and get on and hear the games delayed, but if you want to hear them live, all of the games, the place you need to listen to is www.thecouchpotato.wix.com, like you had gotten to get to this show. But instead of putting on the air, put in Rowlett Eagle Sports. That's where you can hear the games in their entirety. We will be bringing you those all year long. And I'm getting excited, getting stoked, as they had a great season last year, making it into the third round of the state playoffs. I thought it was awesome, and it was really great. So you get that with the Couch Potato Sports Show. I will notify everybody about when those games are going to happen, Thursday and Friday nights, and when they get into the playoffs, if they make it. It will be some positive, chances are there will be some Saturday games, so keep your eyes and ears open for that as far as that's concerned. So lots of things going on over at Rowlett High School. Rowlett High School is your area. I mean, it's your school. I mean, you live in the city of Rowlett. Now, I know a lot of people, they go to Sachse. I get it, but this show, we focus on the Rowlett Eagles, and the Rowlett High School is just one of the things that we put together to get going for this show, and talking about things within Rowlett, talking about all that stuff. I'm going to give you the Rowlett calendar of things that are going on to keep you informed of what's going on just in general with Rowlett High School. So keep your eyes and ears open. The Class of 2019 Booster Club meeting is happening on May 10th. So that's the day that this, well, actually mark that. That's today. It's at 6:30. Hopefully you get notification of that. On the 11th, we again, softball playoff at Glen Rose for the softball, and the boys on the 12th at Rowlett High School. So there's also a Garland ISD High School art show that is happening at South Garland at the Branch Library. It runs from April 30th through May 16th. So we're obviously in the middle of that. So keep track of that. Also on May 14th, the May semester session from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. That's the Maymester session. And then Saturday school from 8 to noon at the high school. So keep your eyes and ear open for that kind of thing. We're going to also get to, May is a very busy month as far as sports are concerned and things of that. We want to talk a little bit more about some of the other one, the baseball playoff we were talking about. It's tentative, as well as a softball playoff game at noon at Glen Ryan we were talking about. So, other things. On May 17th, the Honors Graduate Banquet happens at 6:30, so the Honors Graduate Banquet's going to kick off there at 6:30, so if you get the opportunity to get there to do so. May 18th also is Raising Cane Spirit Night. Now, this is a huge thing as far as local stuff that are going on. So if you mention the Class of 2008 fundraiser at the register, they are going to donate 15% of the sales to the Class of 2018. So if you can get out there to Raising Canes, that'll help the Booster Club. Big time stuff. They do that a lot over at Raising Canes. We really appreciate that as far as that's concerned. On May 20th is Senior Field Day, just to keep everybody going on. And the Garland ISD Education Foundation Night is happening at the Frisco's Rough Riders game. So if you're interested in that, if you like baseball, and if you're like Sonny, I love minor league baseball, and watching the Rough Riders, it's always so cool. That happens on Friday, May 20th. The game's at 6:30 at Dr. Pepper Park in Frisco at 7300 Rough Riders Trail in Frisco. If you have anything as far as that, so the Garland ISD Education Foundation Night for all employees and families and friends on May 12th. So a portion of every ticket sold will benefit the Garland ISD Education Foundation. So bring the whole family. You can get tickets. They're available for $20, and the deadline to order those tickets is the 13th. So make sure you get an opportunity to do that, and you can support that situation for the Garland ISD. But, you know, so, and we're going to talk about the Garland ISD and the elections and stuff, who was awarded and who won their elections. May 22nd over at Rowlett High School is the Senior Luncheon. On May 23rd, it's the Senior Awards, as well as the Student Talent Show auditions that are happening out there. So if you have any talent and your kid's going to Rowlett High School, you've got an opportunity to get in with the auditions. That's always something that's neat to see, you know, where the kids are as far as, you know, their talents in the area. And those will continue on May 24th as far as that is concerned. So you'll get picked during that time. And then on May 26th, the rehearsals start for that talent show. And the talent show is on the 27th. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. Spring football game for the Rowlett Eagles is on May 25th. Now, we do not cover spring football games, just to let you know. This is an area where I've been asked about it, and these are practice games, and I don't want to get into the mix. Don't want to start asking for it. This is an important time for preparation for the season. So I stay away from those as far as that's concerned. May 28th is Sunset Picnic from 7 to 9 on May 28th. And then don't forget about Memorial Day. That is on May 30th. And that's a holiday for all the people in the Garland ISD. So just a quick roundup on what's happening at Rowlett High School. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the air with Sonny Clark. And when we come back, we will. Let's jump into the elections. Let's find out who won And let's talk a little bit about the actual ballots that were cast, how many there were, and things of that sort. We're going to jump in on that on the other side here on the air with Sonny Clark. We'll be right back. At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. Unpleasant surprises can be annoying, but sometimes they can be devastating. If your retirement plan is vulnerable to unpleasant surprises, you do have a choice. There are strategies that can help ensure any surprise is a welcome one and reduce the threats to your retirement. Nest Egg Wealth Advisors specialize in helping protect your portfolio from unpleasant surprises. Visit nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to request a guide to your nice, predictable retirement. At Five Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at Five Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you. In 1998, Scooter's Coffee was born. Co-founders Don and Linda Eccles began their amazing journey when they opened up their first drive-through coffee house in Bellevue, Nebraska. Their motto is, amazing people serving amazing drinks amazingly fast. Scooter's only roasts from the top 10% specialty coffee beans in the world. And their specialty? The Caramelicious. If you're new to Scooter's, you can't go wrong with ordering this rich velvety caramel gem. So make sure you check out Scooter's Coffee, located at Rowlett Road in the 66 with a convenient drive-thru so you can get onto your business real quick. That's Scooter's Coffee, located in Rowlett. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Chang Lee's Taekwondo in Rowlett. Look to Chang Lee for sports taekwondo, black belt club, demo team, fitness kickboxing, teen and adult classes, as well as children's classes. Make sure you check out Chang Lee's grand opening specials. A trial special for $29 gets you four taekwondo classes plus a taekwondo uniform, or $49 gets you 1 month of taekwondo classes plus a taekwondo uniform. That's Chang Lee's Taekwondo, located at 2212 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 100 in Rowlett, or give them a call at 469-506-4 or visit them on the web at www.mychanglees.com.
Spirit Outfitters offers in-house screen printing, embroidery, team uniforms, custom apparel, rhinestone designs, laser engraving, and spirit wear. Your one-stop sports shop where you can actually shop at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101, Rowlett. Find them on Facebook, Spirit Outfitters, www.thespiritoutfitters.com. Info at thespiritoutfitters.com. Approved GISD vendor. Proudly supporting GISD athletics. Spirit Outfitters.
Being taken for a ride? Check out Costlo Insurance. Serving Texans since 1981. Bundle your home, auto, or business insurance to save a ton. Costlo Insurance on the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road, where we make insurance fun. Or check us out on the web at costloinsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
And welcome back into On the Air with Sonny Clark as we are going over and talking about some of the things that have happened. Election Day was on Saturday, and the results are in for the Rowlett Council members and the propositions. Now, on the air with Sonny Clark, we brought you the Rowlett Council, okay? We didn't talk a lot about the propositions or anything like that. More than the fact I just wanted people to at least to be able to hear from some of the candidates. So we had three shows that were on the air with Sonny Clark. I'm actually going to leave them up on the website. So now that we know who won, we're going to cover that here in a moment. You can go and listen to those interviews about what is expected. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to hear from the winners. I'm going to take their interviews, okay, that we had, and we will replay the interviews of the winners, okay, as far as that is concerned, is the elections, so you can hear more. We're going to do that on Thursday, or well, actually, the second show this week. We got to find out when that's going to be. It looks like it's going to be on Friday. I'll keep you up to date as far as that's concerned. We'll put that up on the air on Friday, on the air with Sonny Clark. It's going to be a good one. You can listen to, you know, the interviews that were there. They'll all be on one show, and it will be interesting. We'll hear from those candidates that won and what they think about what's going on in the city of Rowlett. We'll also be bringing those folks in from time to time to talk about certain things within the community, within the area. And so we'll be bringing everybody in and talking to them. Again, we're going to try to get in Angie Button. I'm waiting for a call back because I would love to have Angie Button in, talk about some of the things here that are concerned for the city of Rowlett. So it was really huge as far as that is concerned. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on. Mayor Todd Cadell, obviously, Deputy Mayor Tammy Dana Breschen, and Councilman Robert Van Bloomingdale, as well as Rick Sheffield, will continue to serve on the council. Those were not up for elections, and so they were already ran. Those folks ran unopposed, actually. And really, who's going to run against the mayor? I mean, let me just jump in there. As far as the mayor is concerned, this is a guy that guided this city through the biggest tragedy of the city. I can honestly say that with what happened with the tornado. This guy spearheaded everything for that, got this town ready, got everything, and kept everybody informed, which is, by the way, just keeping people informed was a full-time job. Now, remember, the mayor still had a job. I mean, he had a job, but he had to take a hiatus in order to work with that and try. And he's just getting back to his regular work after that tornado. And so they ran unopposed. I mean, really, who's going to run against those folks right now? They did a fantastic job keeping everybody informed and everything out. Now, this is the part that bothers me. We have over 9,000 people in the Rowlett, Texas Facebook page. Over 9,000. And so, it's pretty, and I'm putting it out there, it's pathetic. This town needs to really wake up. We have over 32,000 eligible voters in this city. And we had no more than 800 people, not even 1,000 people went out and took the time to go vote. I'm sorry, it's pathetic, and I'm putting it on this city. Everybody, we have, again, 9,000 people in the Rowlett page. And to me, it really tells me something about this city. It's either one, it's so ran so well that no one cares about what's going on. Now, I don't know why anybody would think that. And it's not the fact that the town's not ran well. I don't want to put that in there, but does anybody in this town, you know, who complains, moans, groans, and everything else, I mean, you're not being heard You know, I don't know. Should you be heard? People who complain, if you don't vote, should you even be heard? Now, granted, it is your right not to vote, too, and I get that right. But you complain and complain of things that are going on in this town that you don't like, and you're just complaining about it. And the simple fact of the matter is, I wonder if people think that you should be able to, you know, have a right to complain. I'm one. I'm asking myself, you know, should they be allowed to complain? So needless to say, I was very, very upset. Todd Gattell, 801 votes for mayor, and 721 for Dana Abashin for the deputy mayor as well. She got 721. That's going to be last term for both Gattell and Abashin. So I want everybody to understand now. Who's gonna run? This is gonna happen again. So keep that in there. So place number four was up, and we heard from Debbie Bobbitt. And that having been said, she's gonna remain on the council. She was opposed by Brownie Cheryl, and Debbie took care of that one, and we heard from her. So on our next show, we'll hear that interview that I had with Debbie Bobbitt about what was going on in the town. She had 526 votes, so she won that one. Now, over on the other one, over in place number three, Bruce Hargrave won place number three with 483 votes. Chris Kilgore, who had previously been on the council before in 2008 as well as 2013. Carl Prinkratz, he resigned. Prinkratz resigned. So that space was up. Bruce Hargrove went ahead and he got that one as far as that was concerned. Now, over in another one, place number six, it was Martha Brown and went up against Doug Phillips. And 500 votes, 508 got Martha in. That's what I'm talking about. Congratulations, by the way, for those who won the elections. Congratulations. But over 30,000 people eligible to vote, and it's actually really sad. And there's a lot of things that happen within as far as residential liquor sales approved with 724 votes, only 724 points. Term limits were denied, by the way, Proposition number 2 with 517 votes. Proposition number 3, council compensation, was approved with 563 votes. And folks, that kind of stuff, the compensation is there. So if you didn't read up and go on, and if you didn't want them to be compensated, then there you go. You only chose and didn't get out there for yourselves. The municipal court clarification approved with 870 votes. Council notice and leave approved with 865 votes. Municipal court clarifications, those approved with 850 votes. The council residency approved with 906, meaning that they had to be residents. And Proposition 8 was approved with 854 votes. So, information, if you want to check out on the proposals and things like that, you can do so to get the results on what happened as far as those things and get the actual numbers for the election. I still go back to that's something that has to change. And as I took a little break there, you heard the phone ringing, and it was my good friend, and I can say that, by the way, it's kind of cool, you know, if you know a guy, okay, you know a guy that has kind of been like the cornerstone of what radio is all about, and back in the day, and those that listen to sports radio, I just got off the phone with Randy Galloway. That was my phone. And he stays, I wanted to bring him on because everybody loves Randy Galloway, and we're talking sports and things of that sort. His message to everybody said he would love to do so, but his new theory is he's retired. One of his big things when he was in radio was watch the damn game. And, you know, he says if you're going to take the time to sit there take the time to turn on the TV, watch the damn game. Meaning that don't just watch what you see, but get everything out of what you're seeing and everything else. And his theory is the same in retirement. Since he's retired, which has been over a year, by the way, you know, which I can't believe, Randy Galloway, cornerstone of Dallas radio, okay, is not on the air anymore. It completely shocks me. But he told me to tell everybody, because I wanted him to be a guest on the show here, as far as he's one of the local guys that really have made radio and put radio where it's at. He says he's retired, and his new theory is stay off the damn radio. So I thought I wanted to bring it in. I tried to bring him in and get him in as a guest, and he just informed me that he just doesn't do that, and I respect that with him, as my friendship with Randy Galloway went back to 2009 when we started doing the Couch Potato Sports Show, and he came up on my show, and I asked him. He said, yeah, I'll do it, and Randy Galloway was on my show so many times. I venture to say Randy Galloway was on the Couch Potato Sports Show 15 times over the time before he retired. He always took time to talk to me, and he, like I said, the cornerstone of Dallas sports in reality, whether it be when he was writing for the newspaper or up on ESPN radio, the cornerstone of Dallas sports is Randy Galloway. We thank him for giving us a call, and I was surprised that he even remembered my telephone number. So that being said, Randy Galloway, great friend of the show. He's not going to be on the show, but he wanted to let everybody know he's just enjoying retirement, and his job now is to smoke stogies, drink beer, and stay off the damn radio and hit the long ball. So there you go. But that having been said, you know, we're talking about the elections and some of the things that happened within the elections. So let's talk a little bit more about some of the elections as far as the Garland ISD boards were concerned. They re-elect new trustees up on. By the way, the Garland ISD. I'm a parent of a 15-year-old. In different places and everything, but I got a 15-year-old. Just turned 16. Forgot about that. Just turned 16. And I got a 12-year-old. So I've had a lot of run-ins or experience with the Garland ISD. Some of their things I don't agree with what they do and how they do it. And I voice those. And I'm a parent that has always been involved with my kids' education. So, you know, when it came time or needed to happen, you know, I ran up there and did what I had to do. But relatively speaking, the Garland ISD is one of the better ISDs that we have been on there. So, but let's talk about the Garland ISD. The Board of Trustees seats number 1, 2, 3, and 4 were up for election on Saturday. Larry Glick is going to remain the school president, the school board president, and Linda Griffin will stay in place number 3 in that seat. So Griffin was challenged by Judy Luna. But Griffin ended up with Luna only got 2,091 votes, and Griffin ended up with 3,155 votes for that. So as we talk a little bit more, Johnny Beach is now going to occupy place number 2, and Jed Reed, he won place number 4. Beach went up against incumbent Charles Axe. Charles Axe, he received 1,954 votes. Beach had 1,981. So it just goes to show, when you get out the vote, you talk about those votes, there's only a difference of total of 27 votes there. So it's huge. Reed had three opponents for place number four. Reed received 1,974 votes, and Wes Johnson with 1,322 votes. So those are very much amazing numbers as far as the Garland ISD. And like I said, the Garland ISD has ran very well. You know, there's only a couple of things that I've always had a problem, and I just went ahead. I'm the kind of parent that just goes ahead and handles their problem, and I just take care of business as far as my kid is concerned. And if there's something not fair or something that didn't make any sense, I just jumped in there and I went down to the schools. And not to be that problem parent, but situations arise where sometimes you just have to put your foot down as a parent and realize that these schools feel like they have to be a parent sometimes. And I get that and understand it, and that's why rules are in place. It's not rules are in place because of people and parents who are not involved with their children's education. Let's just put it out there the way that it is. Okay, if more parents were more involved with their kids, they wouldn't need to have as many rules and things of that sort. So when you are a person who is deep within your kids, you make the rules. But generally speaking, the rules are in place to help kids that, with parents who either just don't care or just not involved as much with their kids' education. So that's some of the things that happened within the election. Again, you look at those numbers, they were horrible. I hate them, and I'm going to fight for this. It's part of this show is going to be a reflection, okay, a look back, an understanding of why the election has the low voter turnouts, and we're going to try to do something about it. It's going to be part of this show. We'll be bringing on, like I said, we're going to be bringing on the mayor. We're going to be bringing on the winners here out for the places that were up for election here in Rowlett, whether it's Angie Button or anybody else. I'm going to try to get those interviews and talk about issues that affect this town, and that's going to be happening a little bit further on as we do our show. So that having been said, it's a good thing. So as we do this, and we got more things to talk about here on the air with Sonny Clark, we're going to take you at another break here, and when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that are going on in our city of Rowlett. We'll do that here on the air with Sonny Clark. We'll be back after we hear from messages from our main sponsor. Of course, that is Wesson General Contractors for all your contracting needs, whether it's roofing, sidings, gutters, or you have water damage and things of that sort. Make sure you call my good friend Butch Wesson at 214-200-5588. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Are you having trouble understanding Social Security planning? There are a lot of questions that have to be answered, like when does it make most sense for you and your spouse to start receiving Social Security? What is the impact of your Social Security benefits if you work during retirement? How much of your Social Security will be taxed each year? Let Nest Egg Wealth Advisors provide you with that direction to these decisions. Call our offices today at 972-412-6064 or visit us on the web at nesteggadvice.com for your complimentary guide to Social Security. With over 25 years of experience, Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning have received many awards and recognition, including Angie's List and the Best of Rowlett. Ask about our yearly preventative maintenance plan that includes two visits to your home for one unit for $155 and $245 for two units. Mention you heard this ad on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast and receive an extra 10% off. Give them a call at 972-475-3227 to set up an appointment or check out their website at StevensonsHVAC.com. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at Del Rock in the 66. Make sure you get the opportunity to taste the Palio's Gourmet Pizza on their Facebook. There are many opportunities to find out about getting a free pizza or just take a taste of some of the other Italian plates that they have. That's Spalio's Pizza, located at 6702 Dahl Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711. Better learning, better grades. Better grades, better university. Better university, better career. Better career, better life. For almost 30 years, Great Power Learning has been helping kids of all ages get better lives. Get a head start on school by visiting Great Power Learning, located at 5435 North Garland Avenue in Garland, or give them a call at 972-675-9505. Great Power Learning, way, way, way beyond tutoring.
And welcome back into On Air with Sonny Clark, as we are here with our main sponsor of our show. I got online. I got Butch Wesson. How you doing, Butch?
I'm doing great, Sonny. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful. Hey, I wanted to start. This is a good opportunity to talk about it with all the things that are going on. But those that don't know, Butch Wesson, he is a general contractor. He can do just about anything that you can possibly do to your home in order to improve it, to help your home get better. But I wanted to talk with the reason. Obviously, the big news here in Rowlett was about the tornadoes, and there's been a lot of things that have been going on. And I know you've been trying to assist people and educate people about the situations that are going on with your house. And you recently mentioned to me, and I thought it was very interesting, and this would be good for the people that are listening, is about having an inspector taking a look at your home before work is done and after it was done. Explain a little bit about that, because I think it's very important for people in Rowlett, especially with all the people coming in and giving quotes and everything else. Let them know what they need to know, especially when it comes to their insurance policies.
Well, first of all, Sonny, you know, I like to always tell everybody the first thing you want to do is get a reputable contractor, you know, in a local guy, someone that everybody knows. The second thing and most important is if you've been through a tornado like this and the high winds, you want to have a structural engineer, a licensed structural engineer, come look at your home, because this is the time that you have to have it looked at for all the hidden damage. You know, with the trained eye, you can't see it all, even if you know what you're doing. You have to actually get into the house, pull it apart in some cases, and take it down to studs to see if the house is straight, if it actually has been lifted or not lifted. You know, the roof, the joists, it can be broke. You've got to get up in the attic and look around, and you want somebody to fall back on that you can hold accountable.
And when you do that, and I think that's very important, because what it does, if I'm not mistaken, I think you explained it to me, it makes it more easier for an insurance policy seeing that you're taking all the necessary steps in order to make sure that your home is done and done correctly, more so than just having that general person just taking a look at it. Is there more credibility to the insurance policy holders when you bring that kind of report coming from those kind of people?
Well, sure. Of course, it's just like myself, when I go out to a tornado home, you know, I have to have somebody tell me how I'm going to put it back together, because here's the deal. I've got to warranty your home and stand behind it. And before I can do that, I got to have a trained engineer look at it and tell me, yes, this is what you got to do. This is the proper way of doing it. Is the foundation cracked? Has it been moved? You know, there's things like that a lot of people never even look at, never even thought of it. You know, they just think, oh, the roof's been tore up, we're going to put a new roof on it, fix the broken glass window, and go on. Well, that's not necessarily true. All the hidden damage is there. It's got to be looked at, you know. And you have the opportunity, while you still have your insurance policy open, for everybody to look at it, get in it, find the damaged areas, work on it. You have the right to do that. You've got the right to have an engineer on your own. You've got a right to have an attorney. You have a right to have an architect. You have a right to have any general contractor to come out there.
I think that's important, and probably the most important advice is you move on in this case, because some insurance companies are known to just write a check and get you to sign your rights away as far as the policy. So they'll write a check and be done with you. Let people know how they could avoid that as far as the insurance company in conjunction with a general contractor. Because I've heard already stories about people who've already signed away, and it's not going to be enough to take care of their home.
Well, you don't completely sign it away until you're actually sending your final invoice and say you're done with the home. I'm satisfied with it. I'm pleased with the contractor. I'm pleased with the work that's done. You know, your window's closed. You know, it's never closed until you say it's closed. You know, you have a window of opportunity there to make sure it's all done right. You know, and that's what you want to make sure that you do. You know, and by saying that, you know, have a reputable general contractor come out look at it. Have an AC guy come look at your AC unit. You know, make sure it's done properly. You got to have a plumber look at things, an electrician. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, if the electrical wires have gotten wet, they need to be replaced all the way from that point back to the breaker box. There's so many different things that go on in a house that's hidden that people don't notice and know about. It's not just come out, dry the house out, and clean it up, and we're done. And not have, you know, that's where you need to have, you know, the state of Texas really always said we'd have regulated contractors in there and have everybody licensed, but we don't have that yet. Hopefully someday we will. But until then, you got to know that the guy's a reputable guy. You know, you've got to know he's done work in the town. He's registered with the city, most importantly, you know, and ask friends and, you know, family members, people that use him, ask them for references. You know, if he comes out and asks you for the money right off the bat, you don't want to use him. You know, obviously he needs money to do the job, but he should be able to stand on his own. You know, check his vendors out. Make sure that he doesn't owe money to anybody. You know, that he's not paying his bills. You know, it's just like your credit. You want to make sure you got a good credit. Make sure he has good credit with his vendors, you know, and that way you know he's a good, reputable guy.
Now, when you're talking general contracting, and general contracting is such a broad stroke, really, in reality, when you think about it, Butch. So, that being said, let's talk about some of the things that you do as far as maybe not just necessarily because of the tornado that has hit in this area, but what about what you do? What is there a specialty that you do, or being the big thing here?
Right, I'm more of a storm restoration general contractor. I go in after the storm and make sure everything's done right. I start from A and work all the way to Z, which a lot of people don't understand that. The first thing I do is I have to get you to sign a contract with me so that way I can talk to your insurance company, I can talk to your mortgage company, I can hire people on your behalf as a structural engineer, an HVAC guy, which is an air conditioning heating guy, an electrician to come out. I hire all these guys and have them come in. They work underneath me and I'll supervise them and have them come and check every part of your house out. And that way that I got them, I've got a signed, sealed, delivered piece of paper saying your system is up and working properly. Then I have that I can go by to the insurance company, if it's not, and say, look, you need to cover this or this is not covered, you know, then you have to pay for it. But 98% of the time, everything's covered under your insurance policy. You know, in most cases, I just have to look at your policy and go through your declarations page and see what your coverage you have. Everybody has different coverage. And a lot of things are getting changed on a daily basis. When your policy renews, you get it in the mail. Most people don't open it up and read it. They open it up and file it in their filing cabinet or their filing system they have, and they don't actually read the policy, which they may go through there and drop things off as cosmetic declarations. They're no longer going to pay for cosmetic damage done to gutters and AC coverings and carport coverings and stuff like this, window screens. You want to make sure that coverage is still there. And, you know, they're notorious for dropping stuff like that, you know, over time.
Yeah, you got to be very careful. Now, let's talk a little bit about non-insurance and folks that don't have insurance or just need something done around the house. Your specialty, do you have a specialty that you work best with? Or we go back to that word general being that broad stroke of the paintbrush.
Really, it's more of a general. I do everything. I specialize in it all. You know, mostly specialize in insurance storm restoration, flood insurance policies. You know, when the house is flooded, the toilet backs up, a hot water heater breaks, or you have a washing machine break. Because when that happens, your house floods out, the sheetrock gets wet in it. It has to be dried out properly. If not, it has to be cut out, you know, and there's proper steps of that. So you don't have the mold and mildew growing back in your house. You know, that's a dirty word to people's mold and mildew, and it is, you know, but we want our families to live and breathe, you know, the right air. We don't want anyone getting sick.
And that's important. And I know water restoration was one of your things that we were talking about when we were getting together and doing that. And the importance of water. And describe a little bit about water, because I heard this story, and maybe you can confirm it. If you got water in one area, you're bound to have water in the other because of the way that water moves.
Right, it just runs, you know, and no one knows where it runs to, you know, it runs until it stops, you know, and we can't see it a lot of times, it's behind sheetrock, it runs, and we don't know it's wet in that area until it's too late, you know, the mold started growing, the only proper way to get to it sometimes is ripping the walls out, pulling the showers up, shower pans up and out, bathtubs up and out, you know, and behind water heaters, you know, there's proper ways of installing water heaters now, you know, that.
Yes.
They did it one way. There's new code that's going in all the time, which, you know, there's 2013 code. Now there's 2015 code that's out now that they're adopting. And there's so many different areas of that. It's why you have to have a general contractor that knows the ins and outs. And, you know, as I do, like I said, you know, I have independent adjusters. I have architects. I have engineers, you know, on staff, you know, that are a phone call away from me. As well as independent adjusters, public adjusters, and attorneys. You know, it just falls in those lines. You have to have these guys set that you can call immediately and not look for them. There's also biochemists, you know, engineers that come out and they look for the mold and the air quality. You have to have those guys. A lot of these guys that call themselves contractors don't have these guys lined up. And you have to have them lined up so you can call them at the drop of a hat, have them out in the 24-hour notice. And that's what we need. There's a lot of damage that's been done here in the city of Rolette, in the city of Garland, you know, and it's unfortunate. You know, I grew up here and have many friends and family out here, and I want them all taken care of the right way. I wish I could take care of all of them myself, but, you know, I'm only one man and can do so much. But there's so many other good guys out there. I know lots of them here in the town, and I would refer any of them to you, you know, and if you want to call me and ask me about somebody, you know, I'm open to it. Call me anytime, you know, and I can tell you my experience with them. A lot of times everybody says, check with the Better Business Bureau, check with Angie's List. Remember, folks, the Better Business Bureau, it's a great organization, but try to look them up and find out where their office is. There's not a physical office. You can't go to a physical office and say it says Better Business Bureau on it. You know, they're just an organization gathering information, but they charge a fee. You know, the best, you know, is always finding a referral from friends, family, someone to know that you can trust, you know, that you can actually find that they've worked, have been here for 20 years, 30 years, where they live, you know, and the word of mouth is the best advertisement always. You always want to get that guy that you know. There's several of them around, and a lot of them are good friends of mine. And you want a good plumber. You know, I didn't bring that up as a good plumber. Are good too. You want to have a good plumber. This town was built, the city of Rolette was built by a great plumber, you know?
Yeah, it sure sounds like experience is probably the most important, because you will get these notices on the door from people that are walking around. And right there, to me, and I'm just your normal average guy, if someone's just going around and putting it on the door, that might be someone that you might want to stay away from, or is that maybe not necessarily true?
Well, you know, it's not necessary. I wouldn't say it's necessarily true, but they shouldn't be, you know, like I said, the word of mouth is always the best advertisement. As always, you know, you always want to have referrals. But, you know, we call them gypsies that come in town. That, you know, I always look at it as if they got a 1-800 number on their sign or a 1-800 number on their business card, first and foremost, they're not local. You know, that's, you know, and some people say, well, that's not true. Have a local number, somebody that you know is in town, that you see their signs around town. You see there's people wearing their shirts or ball caps. You know, we go to a local peewee football game or baseball game. See if they advertise. See their name on the signs there. Those people are there for a reason. They're advertising those little league teams for a reason, because they're part of the community, you know. And I'm a big believer in that. Give back. You know, I think everyone should do, you know, I think everybody does that.
Yeah, you were just recently at a city meeting trying to help people at the city meeting, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, sir. I was at the last one they had there at the church on Dow Rock, and I had a real good friend of mine that's an independent adjuster, and another guy that was a public adjuster there to help folks that, you know, feel like they haven't been done right by their insurance company, just so they can, you know, help people out. And they're all there for free, you know, to give free information. Of course, you know, everybody's there to make a living too. You know, some of the guys are there to advertise their businesses, but they're good folks. They're good Christian people, you know, and they're out to help as any way they can. They want to make sure that everybody's treated right and their claims are maximized so they get everything they deserve. You know, insurance companies are great companies, and they're out there and they're taking your money on a daily basis, and, you know, get them to pay you back what they owe you. You know, when you buy an insurance policy, you buy a piece of paper. It's a promissory note, you know, to take care of you. And, you know, and a lot of times they don't want to stand up to their promise, you know, and that's all we have is their word, and we take it and we buy it because we're forced into having to do it by lenders, you know, and mortgage companies that say you have to have insurance because we're going to loan you the money.
You bet.
So when we do that, then we want to make sure they're there to do what they're supposed to do, and then they don't. Then that's where the ball falls, you know. Okay, well, how can I make them? You know, I want what I deserve.
Yep. And being in the insurance business for as long as I had before I got into broadcasting, and even while I was in broadcasting, that statement is so true. You got to make them do what they're supposed to do, because in reality, this is what people don't realize. The insurance policy is a policy, but the policy is actually a contract, and you got to make them live up to what they promise on their part. You promise to pay, they got promises that they got to keep on their side, and that's where experience comes in with Western General Contracting.
Exactly, Sonny. You know, as you said, you've got to make them live up to their promise and their promissory note, you know, and
yep.
It's a contract. And, you know, as I've always been told, the contracts are one thing. They're made to be broken, as you see in the pro football and pro baseball and the professional athletes out there. Those contracts are broken every day. You know, they're let go, and they don't want to play for this amount of money. They want to go back and play for more, and they're made to be broken. That's what a contract is. And you know, it shouldn't be right. Is, you know, the insurance companies, they sell them, we buy them, and we're forced into buying them in some cases, and stand up to them and pay. You know, and there's some great insurance companies out there. Don't get me wrong by any means. You know, just make sure you get a good, reputable guy that can work with them. That there's a lot of preferred vendors, general contractors, preferred vendors, roofers, plumbers, and stuff that are on some list of the insurance companies that are preferred. Then there's some that are on other lists. You know, they say that don't exist, but you know, I would say that there are those lists out there. You know, if you don't do your job right, you're going to be on there.
He is Butch Wesson. He is of Wesson General Contracting, and he's a sponsor of On the Air with Sonny Clark. Butch, thanks for joining us, and we're going to be doing this. We're going to bring in more things, and we're going to talk about some of the things. We only covered just, you know, the topsoil of your grass, okay? There's lots of other things that we're going to be talking about. Thanks for, obviously, your sponsorship of the show, and thanks for coming on and educating people, and that's a good thing that we're doing here is educating people to help them have a better life and a better home and get their homes put back together, especially after this natural disaster.
Thank you, Sonny, and God bless everyone, and have a good evening.
And he is Butch Wesson of Wesson General Contracting. We're going to take a quick break here on the air with Sonny Clark, and when we come back, we got something interesting for you. So just hang on tight. Hang through the commercials. I'm sure you'll love it. We'll be back here on air with Sonny Clark. We'll be right back.
Yeah. At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. There may have been a time when the ups and downs of the stock market were exciting, but if you're retired or near retirement, for you, that time has passed. A predictable return, a predictable income, and security may not be exciting, but your needs have changed. When you're ready for a more predictable instead of exciting financial plan, call Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, where we specialize in crafting financial strategies that aren't exciting, but effective. You can get your adrenaline rush elsewhere. Visit them on the web at nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation.
Your home is so much more than square footage and a floor plan. It is the perfect place to watch movies with family or play in the backyard. So why entrust finding or selling your home to just anyone? You need someone who will be with you every step of the way. Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty is that person. Contact her at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent. Proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at Doll Rock in the 66 in Rowlett. Ever tried their Greek salad? Their Greek salad is proof that sometimes the best lunches don't need to be cooked at all. Make sure you check them out at Palio's Pizza and check them out on their Facebook, where you have opportunities to sign up and get a free pizza. That's Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at 6702 Dow Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711. Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com. Harlow Tree Surgery offers more than just tree trimming and tree removal. They also offer landscaping services, planting, stump grinding, as well as fertilization and tree health. So if your tree was hit by lightning like mine, or you just need regular tree maintenance, call today and book your free estimate at 214-695-6500. That's 214-695-6500, and let them know you heard it here on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. Okay, we are back here on the air with Sonny Clark as the sad news came back around, you know, a couple of weeks ago, that and those that are, you know, younger, I would think that I would say younger than 30 might not have known as much about the artist known as Prince. Now, we say formerly known as Prince, it used to be, but after everything, but the passing of Prince has really developed a lot of things, you know, as far as they conjured up memories, I guess, and realizing that really Prince was the only one that went head to head against Michael Jackson in the heydays, back in the 80s and the early 90s. So in that era of music and gold, my goodness, we are giving away our age, close to 50 here, but really back in the day of age, those two really duked it out for supremacy in music. Now, Michael Jackson won. Let's just put that out there. There's no question. But the only other person really put up a fight against him as far as being the guy, as far as music were concerned, was Prince, without question. Now, yeah, depending upon the situation, how you felt about Prince, or whether you liked or disliked his music, back in the day, Purple Rain, obviously the biggest, you know, big-time movie that hit the stage and out in the cinemas. I remember it back in the day. I hate to even admit this. It's the first rated R movie I went and seen by myself. So that's one of the reasons why it so popped up in my head in the time that was there. So I went and seen this one by myself, and so it was huge. And I remember asking my dad to take the car so I could go see this movie. It's really kind of crazy. But there are lots of things that are going on in the Metroplex as far as people after he was pronounced dead. Companies started to put together and they're going to host an event, you know, regarding the, and I guess if you want to say in honor of Prince, it's going to happen. So there's a lot of things that are going on as far as that is concerned. So back in the time where they had it, there's some huge things that were so big as far as bringing down. They brought back Purple Rain, and you could go see it for $5. You know, so that was huge. You know, back that as far as getting in there. And at 9 o'clock on May 11th, just to let everybody know, at the Doors Club, that's located at 2513 Main Street in Dallas, some of North Texas' most respected DJs are going to be out there, and they're going to be spinning, you know, the mixes of Prince music and things of that sort. That's going to happen on May 11th. So if you like Prince, you get the opportunity. Here's some DJs, and they'll mix up his music, you know, and things of that sort. That is huge. So if you like that kind of stuff, head on out to the Doors Club, again, located at 2513 Main Street in Dallas. So the DJs are going to go out there and put something together for all you Prince lovers out there. And this one was a big loss, I think, as far as music was concerned. I remember, actually, and they, you know, the album that everybody really probably knows most is Purple Rain. Now, I'm just going to say Sign of the Times was probably my favorite album by Prince. They had some good music and some music that didn't necessarily hit, but I really liked the music. So that having been said, you know, with the passing of Prince, I know at some point people are kind of sick of that portion of it, but that just goes to show what kind of impact this guy had on the era of music of folks that are my age, you know, maybe over the age of 32, 33, folks that remember 1999, the song, like it was, you know, a big time stuff back in the early 90s. So, you know, keeping that in mind, lots of people thought of Prince as a musical genius, and I did as well. And you can hear a lot of that music. We actually played it in our first segment of our first show up underneath the actual, you know, show that just a, I guess you want to call it a kind of like a mix of a lot of stuff that Prince did underneath in our first part of our show. So that was big as far as the Prince and all the, there's a lot of celebrity passings that are happening, but I think a lot of people were most really impacted by the passing of Prince. So that's going to do it for us on this edition of On the Air with Sonny Clark. Make sure you join us later in the week when we talk a little bit more about some of the things that are going on nationally as well as locally here. We're also going to try to get in some of our guests that we've been trying to book here to get us ready to go. But we'll keep you informed of that. Check us out on the Roulette Texas pages. There's like four of them, as well as the Waterview area. We'll keep you updated with what's coming your way. Thanks for joining us on this edition of On the Air with Sonny Clark. We're out of here. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.